Our guest of the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Hi there.
Of course, on your blog, which I follow, you had an article here recently. I think the headline was Good Eats.
Yes.
And the former franchise restaurant chain notwithstanding there, but it's still a perfectly good term. But
I didn't put the little circle with the R in it.
I guess that's right. But early Texas, not necessarily an Epicurean's delight, is what
no.
I took from that. Kind of hard to find good eats in early Texas, I think was the point.
And the reason I started was about this great-grandmother that I was writing about and what their family life was like.
Mm-hmm. And we had talked about your great-grandmother in another program.
Right.
But tell us how this particular blog came about.
Well, I was looking for what kind of foods were served. And I had read Frederick Law Olmsted's Journey Through Texas once before. And I definitely realized that he had no use for Texas.
And who was he?
Frederick Law Olmsted was a fairly wealthy young man. He and his brother came to Texas. The brother had tuberculosis, and they thought this would help. But Frederick went on to become a landscape architect and designed Central Park.
Oh.
He did a lot. He designed lots of other historical homes and the surroundings. I believe he did the big park, city park in San Francisco, but I don't swear on that.
Mm-hmm.
So he was writing. The brother came for his health, and Frederick wanted to see what slavery was like and how people in the South treated their slaves. And he was very negative about that.
Mm-hmm.
He was very negative about food served in East Texas.
And this was what period of time? This would have been?
Early 1850s.
Uh-huh. So a little bit before the Civil War.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. The tensions were already there.
They went to Austin, which was the state capital, and he was not at all impressed with Austin.
He said, this is the nastiest place, and it was supposed to be the best hotel in town. But then he went into the hill country, where there were lots and lots and lots of German immigrants, and he loved that.
We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. But they came to the hill country and the German cities there, which still have a strong German heritage, and he was very pleased with what he found there.
Very, very pleased. And what surprised me, they came back around by Galveston,
mm-hmm.
and they found bananas and oranges and lemons. And the people in Galveston knew that if it was going to get cold, they needed to cover and protect them from... I didn't know you could grow citrus fruits that far north.
I didn't either. Well, I know it's done, but it's not done, you know.
Right.
For a great deal.
Right. It's not a commercial thing, but they did do it. Hey.
So they were finding native-grown...
Right.
Bananas and oranges and
right.
around Galveston.
Oh, and they had, his big thing was that there was no vegetables. Well, there's still no vegetables in lots of parts of Texas. But if you want to call potatoes vegetables.
Right, right. But interesting, New Braunfels he found wonderful.
Right.
And still wonderful,
right.
I think, when you go
yes,
there today.
Yes.
Castroville, he said, was
yes.
was wonderful.
He really had a lot of negative things to say about East Texas once he crossed the Sabine. And he's down around Nacogdoches and that area. He didn't get this far.
Further south from here.
Yes.
He would have found this a wonderful, very cultured and polished place, I'm sure, in the 1850s.
And the thing that got me was coffee. You know, and he talks about it being a revolting beverage.
Coffee in general, or the way coffee was prepared?
What coffee was prepared?
Yeah, well, I can imagine that. Yeah.
You know, and he couldn't find butter, and that really confused me because there was lots of cattle,
right?
But they didn't want to bother to milk them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we take a lot for granted, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And in those days, it was still a pretty rough country.
It was very primitive,
really, and was. by our own standards, well into the 20th century.
Oh, yes, yes.
Except for maybe just a few places, a few cities. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee
with
us again. And it's Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.